Bez Hashem, this is normally the slot where we learn the Parsha of Shabbos. I want to focus on a pasuk in Tehillim, which I've been thinking about a lot during this time period. And we say it every single day, literally 7 days a week, not just during the week, on Shabbos as well. And we're talking to Maiminim b'nei Maiminim. We are believers, the children of believers. There's a different way you talk to people when they are Shomer Torah mitzvahs, who are believing and understand what our responsibility is to do in times of crisis like this. At the end of Tehillim, in Kapitel Kuf Mem Tes, chapter 149, David HaMelech tells us, Roimais Kel Bigroinam. This is of the Halalukas, which you recite every single day. And David HaMelech says, Roimais Kel Bigroinam, Becherev Pipiois Biyodom. What does this mean, Roimais Kel Bigroinam? What does it mean, Becherev Pipiois Biyodom? You have two statements. What does it mean, Roimais? To elevate. Elevate Kel, God, Bigroinam, with your throat, with your voice, with your throat. That's a reverence to tefillah. B'cherev pipiyos biyadam, and a cherev, a sword, with pipiyos. What does this word mean, pipiyos? With two mouths, a pet is a mouth. I never knew a sword has a mouth. I don't know. I don't know too much about swords. But the basics I do know is you don't hold a sword with your biyodom, with your hands. You hold the handle, but the cherev is a sword with two mouths in their hand. What's going on over here? Rav Gamliel Rabinovich, who lives in Yerushalayim, Mir HaKodesh, he says as follows, Raymois keil begroinom, kasha b'nei Yisrael misaprim begroinom es shevach v'raymois hakel. When b'nei Yisrael will speak with their groinom, with their throats, the praise of Hashem, v'raymo yisakel, and elevate hakel. What reference is Hashem's name being used over here? Kel is chazak. It's a reference to Hashem in the attribute of strength. Kel is chazak. Harei zeh doime ki'ilu v'cherev pipiyos biyodam. Let's see what these words say. It's compared to a sword with two mouths means that there's a double-edged sword that's sharp on both sides. When we use our voice and we dive into Hashem and we praise Hashem, what we are doing is we are igniting the power that we have inside of us for protection. Oichzim biyodom cherev, we hold in our hands, shel shtei piyos, a double-edged sword that can cut on both sides. Hamechudedes Mishnei Tzodel, which is sharp on both ends. Kidei laharig es kol soinehem. To kill our enemies. How are we doing this? With our voice. As we said a few days ago, Hakol kol Yaakov ahidayim yidei Esav. The voice is the voice of Yaakov, and the hands are the hands of Esav. And we are told that when the voice is the voice of Yaakov in Torah and in Tefillah, that's how we fight. Ein hayidayim yidei Esav. Then the hands of Esav, which means our enemies, are powerless. That's how we have to fight. We fight. And if you say these words to certain people, they're going to think you had one too many in a drink, or you're just mamish and meshugana. That's how you fight. You fight with your voice. How's that going to do anything? But as we started, we are maiminim b'nei maiminim. We are believers, descendants of believers in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what we are being told over here from David HaMelech, who was a warrior, who went out to battle, and he placed people in the Beis Medrash, and he placed people in the front of the battle. And David HaMelech said that the schus of Limur HaTorah and the schus of the tefillah of those in the Beis Medrash will protect those in the front. This is David HaMelech. This is our Melech. This is our king. And this is what he tells us over here. Ra'im mois kel begroinum v'cher pipiois. It's a sword of double-edged power. Why? Because there's Torah and there's tefillah. And we have to know this. We have to know that our Torah and our tefillah makes a difference. And the reason why we have to know this, because the more we know this, the more we're going to do it. Continues. Ram Gamliel HaKoyen Rabinovich Shlita. The Koyach Diburei Shel Ish Yisrael, the strength of the power of the words of a Yid. And he tells us from here, we see this pasuk, Raymois Kail Bigrainam. We're going to elevate Hashem with our voice, with our throat. Is Gedailois Vinoirois Asha'inatara. If we think for a second how we just left the Yom Noroim, we spent so much time davening. Sukkot is over. And we were met with this horrific tragedy, which words cannot suffice to put into the proper measure of the tzara that we're in. So what do we do? What do we turn to? Where do we turn to? So our melech, our king, our leader says, Roim mois keil begroinam, v'cherev pipiois biyadam. The Chazon Ish tells us, and the power of tefillah, that what tefillah does is greater than hishtadlus, what other person can do himself. Tefillah accomplishes more than the efforts that a person does in the physical sense. This is what the Chazon Ish tells us about the power of tefillah. And we need both. And we need both. But we have to realize what tefillah is. I want to ask you a question, which is a very famous question. And we've discussed this in the past. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses and says, and Avram Avinu, he finds Hashem, and there's this mutual connection relationship. And he tells him, you're going to be the father of a nation. You're going to be the father of a great people. He's an older man. Even those days, he had no children. But not only that, he didn't have the physical capability, and neither did his wife, Sara Imenu, of having children. They weren't just having difficulties having children. their physical body, her physical body, she didn't have the ability to have a child. The mois, the avos. Does it make any logical sense? They all had these difficulties having children at first. Rachel Imenu, not Leah. Sarah Rivka. What's going on over here? First, we're going to answer what the Gemara says. And then we're going to share what Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin shares with us. And the Gemara tells us in Yevamos, on Daf Samach Dalid Amud Beis, or Ayin Dal Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mis'ave le tefilos and shal tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mis'ave. He desires the tefilos of tzadikim. Hashem wants our tefilos. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a situation where a person is pressed and knocked down. They turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because there's no other place to turn to. And that's why Hashem squeezed them to the point where they said, Hashem, Avinu Malkeinu, I need your help. You tell me I'm going to have a child, be a father, a great nation. How's that going to happen? Hashem says, Avram, that's not you. Sarai, that's not you anymore. Droich ala koichovim, says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avram Vinu above the stars, which means that the laws of that mazel of Avram einay meilid, Sarai einay meiledes, that Avram and Sarai will not have children does not apply, because that's not who you are. You're Avraham, you're Sarah. But they cried out. They cried out to a point of Raymais Kel Bigroino. They elevated Hashem with their throats. They utilized the tool of tefillah. The Gemara tells us, this is nothing new. Tefillah is Devarim Ha'indim, same word here. Berumoi Shel Oilom. Tefillah is of the most precious things in the world, and people cheapen it. And people treat it on a very low level. The Gemara says this. This is nothing new. As we discussed yesterday, people talking during davening, a person, could you imagine you get a letter from the king, and they're gonna read the letter, lahavdil, but ben kodesh l'chol, there was a king just anointed in England, right? Mm-hmm. Okay? Imagine they read the letter, and you have people talking about the Phillies game. We're in Philadelphia here, so I use that example. Imagine that! I'm not talking about King Henry with it's off with his head, but just today, in this generation. No one's going to do that. Could you imagine a situation where a Sefer Torah, Kodesh Kadoshim, is opened up, and it's about Kohen reading the words of Hashem, and people feel they have something more important to talk about than to listen to the words of the Torah? It's unfathomable. Like, if I would say this to you, you would say, nah, that's impossible. That can't happen. That doesn't exist. The first step is to realize our tefillos make a difference. Right now, we all know that we literally have relatives, friends, these are the same people that were wearing the same color shirts and pants that we were a few days ago. My wife told me that my daughter in seminary is helping to make tzitzis. I didn't say anything. I'm saying, well, what does that mean to make tzitzis? What is green beged, a green garment. So it should match the green clothing that they're wearing now. There's what's called a comfort zone. Comfort zone. It was a person. We all want to be in our comfort zone. I want to tell you something. I don't like to do math. You know why? I'm not good at it. I'm not good at it. And also, you know. Last night, my daughter, asked my wife, "Can you help me with preparing for Sefer Yonah?" So my wife said, I volunteer right away. So I'd love to learn that. You know, that's up my alley, you know. Happens to me, my wife's a math teacher. Okay. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of that. We don't like to go out of our comfort zone. But many times we have to. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates situations where either we willingly go out of our comfort zone, or we have this challenge. Will we go out of our comfort zone and acquire more zchuyos, more merits for Klal Yisrael? We answered one question from the Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mis'avlet tefilas shel tzaddikim. Hashem desires the tefillah of the tzaddikim, and we're all tzaddikim in this regard. Don't say, oh, I'm not a tzaddik. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear every single one of us. This is the time where we have to apply what the Mishnah says, Chayav Adam Loimer Bishvili Nivra Ayom, the world was created for me. Now when you're driving on the road and you want to get ahead and say, oh, listen, that's for me, the world's created for me. You take that quick, you know, cut the person off. No. That's not what it means. It means right now we have to realize I'm the only one that can make a difference. And I have to up my game. They're upping their game on the front lines. We have to up our game over here as well. And when the first thing we have to do is know our tefillahs make a difference. And when we know that, we're going to put it into fifth gear. We're going to use that power we have. Raymois kel begroinam. V'chere pipiois biyadam. The peh of tefillah, the peh, the mouth of Torah. That means more tefillah, more tehillim, more kavan in our davening. You know, it says by Bilam, he was killed by the sword. So they ask, why does the pasuk have to say he was killed by the sword? So the Mefarshim explain, because he took our umnas. He took our trade, our craft. And he used his mouth against us. The words, the peh. The value of what a peh, what a mouth is. And therefore, the flip side came around. His weapon, the weapon of a Bilam, was emphasized. He was killed by the sword. He used our weapon against us, we used his weapon against him. Rav Tzadok HaKohen Lublin says as follows, and this is a very important yesod, very important fundamental principle in Yiddishkeit, which we have to live with every single second of our lives. You know, my son in Eretz Yisrael says to me, he says, Abba, I don't know if you heard what today is. I think it's Arab Shabbos. It says, it's hate day, kill the Jews day. That's what he says to him. So how do we fight that? One sheep with 70 wolves around us. Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen Lublin asked the question, well, I don't understand though. He says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you want to create a nation from Avraham and Sarah, that fine, I understand. But why create them in a way that they can't have children? What's the point of that? Everybody davens to Hashem to have a child. when they can, when they have the ability to have children. We all daven to Hashem. And all the kelim, all the capabilities are there. We daven to Hashem for healthy children. And to have children. But why, Esr Tzadik, did Hashem create Avram and Sarah with the inability to have children? And tell them they can be the fathers, be the father of a great nation. How does that make any sense, Esr Tzadik? To which he answers, and we have to remember this every single second of our lives. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Avos, the Imoyos, with this physical inability to have children is to teach us the lesson that we, Klal Yisrael, are lemaila min hateva. We are above the rules of nature. We are above the rules of the natural way the world runs. Avram ain't a moilid. Avram won't have a child. Avraham a moilid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avram above the stars and said, Jeroich ala koichavim, trample on the stars. The existence of Klai Yisrael came, the Milam and the Teva, supernatural. That's how we live our lives. Because we live, you're going to fight a war with your voice? What does that mean? What is that? Does it make any sense? That's ridiculous. That's absurd. What does that mean? No, it's not absurd. You know what it's absurd for? For the person who is not the Yid, who doesn't understand that when Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and we were faced with the Yam in front of us, with the Yamsuf in front of us, and the Mitzrim are coming from behind us, and the Malachei Chavala, the angels of destruction, come from above us, and the snakes and scorpions on the other side. We had no place to go, nothing to do. And Chazal said, "What did we do? Tafsu umnus avoyseyem biyadam. Tafsu umnus avoyseyem. They grabbed onto." The umnus, the trade, the craft. You know what a craft is? Sometimes you see a professional and he makes a work of art. And you wonder, wow, how do you do that? And you try to do that, you're like, rush. It could be a cake, making a fancy looking cake. And that's their profession. And it looks amazing. Whatever the person's profession is. He does it in an unbelievable fashion. And Chazal tell us we were at Yamsuf and we were faced with no place to go. Literally, Tofsu, we grabbed onto the approach that our fathers taught us. And that's Tefillah. Rayim Moiskel Begroinim V'chere Pipio Isbiyodam. We turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Nachshon Ben Aminodov, he jumped into the Yamsuf. And we all know the nes that happened afterwards. Now, ain't simchal nes. We don't rely on nesim. But we have to understand that our whole mahus, our whole makeup, our whole existence, the fact that we're here today, as Rav Tzadik tells us, is lemaila min hateva. And we have to appreciate what tefillah is. Because the greater we appreciate what tefillah is, we're going to utilize it. I was just at a bris this morning, and b'shas, the time that the bris milah takes place, is an ace ratzon to daven to Hashem. When the baby sat in your bris, it's a time to cry to Hashem. I saw somebody. I don't know what he was doing. Could be in this very important text message. And he was texting someone, totally fine. And I whispered to him, a friend of mine, I said, it's a time to daven, daven for Klal Yisrael. Right now, when the baby's having the bris, daven for Klal Yisrael. Daven for their safety. Utilize the tool that we have. Don't waste opportunity. He put his phone down. And he davened. He said a tefillah. We have to go out of our comfort zone. We have to strengthen our mitzvahs, shemiras mitzvahs. Raimus kelbe groinum. Chere pipios biodum. Dovra melech. He ran away from his enemies countless times. And he tells us, this is what we have to do. We turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We praise Hashem. Raimim mois keel begroinam. V'cher pipiyos biyotam. I ask everybody to try to daven to Hashem, to ask Hashem to strengthen your kavana. I ask everybody to go over to your friend, and if you see your friend talking during davening, I mean this Shabbos, I mean any time going forward, you put a smile on your face, and you put your finger over your lip, and you shake your head no. Put a smile on your face first, because if you don't put the smile on your face, it's not going to work so well. Put the smile on your face, and then put your finger by your mouth and shake your head. We should only hear B'suus Tavis. Everyone should be safe. And we should take the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us. Hashem says, I love you. Hashem is saying, I love you, my children. I want you to come back to me. B'chazik, or Shmiras HaMitzvahs, our Lima HaTorah. We should only hear B'suus Tavis.